Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopijanga Balava Giriraran Hari Gopijanga Balava Giriraran Hari Yasoda Nandan Raja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandan Raja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vana Chari Jamna Tira Vanna Chari Jai Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Jaya Jai Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Gopi Jana Balava Giriraran Hari Gopi Jana Balava Giriraran Hari Yasoda Nandan Raja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Bhaja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Vanna Chari Jamuna Tira Vanna Chari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी गोपीचंद बारावा गिरधारन हारी गोपीचंद बारावा गिरधारन हारी यशोदनंदन भज जनरंजन यशोदनंदन भज जनरंजन जमुना तीरावन चारी जमुना तीरावन चारी संसार दावन अरली लोकम जनाय कारुना नागनाथम प्राप्तस्य कालु नागनानवास्य वन्दे गुरुषि चरणारविन्दम् महाप्रभु कीर्तन नित्य गीता वारिश्रमार्यं मनसुरसीन रोमांचकंपास रूतरंगाबाजु वंदे गुरुषि चरणारविंदम् महाप्रभु कीर्तन नित्य गीता वारिश्रमाजन मनसुरसीना सोमांचकं पासु मन चतुर्विधासि भगवत् प्रसादो श्रीविग्रहारण नित्यानाना श्रृंगार तन्मन गिरमजनादो युतस्य भक्तं जनयुञ्जत्थो वन्दे गुरुषि चरणारविन्दम् चतुर्विधासि भगवत् प्रसादो साध्वन्नचित्तिं हरिभक्तसङ्गं सीतैव चित्तिं भजतक्षदैव वन्दे गुरुषि चरणारविन्दं चतुर्विधासि वन्दे गुरुषि चिराधिका माधवयोरपारा Madhuya Lila Gunarupan Nam Nam Pratiksan Nashwa Danalulupasya Bande Guroshi Charanara Vindam Shri Radhika Madhava Yoraparam Madhuya Lila Gunarupananam Pratiksandasha Danalulupasya Bande Guroshi Charanara Vindam Nikunjayu Norat Kili Siddhai Yayali Viyuk Tira Pengsaniya Tatrati Daksa Tativalabhasya Bande Guroshi Charanara Vindam Nikunjayu No Sakshadharitre nasamastra shastre Yuktatatabam yata eva sarvi Hintu pravurya priya eva tasya Bande guroshi charanara vindam Sakshadharitre nasamastra shastre Uttatatabhagyateva-sadvi Kintu pravurya priya eva tasya Bande guroshi charanaravindam Yasya prasadam bhagavat prasadu Yasya prasadam nagagita topi Dayam suvam tasyaya satri sangam Bande guroshi charanara vindam Yasya prasadam bhagavat prasadam Yasya prasadam Dayam suvam tasyaya satri sangam Bande Guroshi Charanara Vindam 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 Vaja Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Vaja Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, 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 Rama, Hare, Rama, 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 Hare, 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 Krishna, Hare, Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Jai Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nitai Gora, Hari Bol, Hare Krishna, Jaya Vishnupada, Paramahamsa, Paribhajakacharya, Astatera Tata Sri Shiman, His divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada ki, Anantakoda Vaishnavindi ki, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki, Pemse Kol Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasari, Gaura Bhaktivedanta ki, Shri Shri Radha Krishna Go Gopinata, Sham Kunda Radha Kund Girigovardhan ki, Mathura Dham ki, Navadvip Dham ki, Jagannath Puri Dham ki, Shri Vrindavan Dham ki, the Lordship Shri Shri Radha Sham Sundar ki, Shri Shri Krishna Balaram ki, Shri Shri Gaura Nitai ki, Shri La Prabhupada ki, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga Hare Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Canto 3, Chapter 28, Text Number 4. Ahimsa Satyam Asteyam. Yadvatartha Parivigraha Brahmacharyam Tapashaucham Swadhyaya Purusharchanam Ahimsa Satyam Asteyam Yadvatartha Parivigraha Brahmacharyam tapashacham Swadhyaya purusarchanam Ahimsa satyam asteyam Yavaratta parvigraha Brahmacharyam tapashacham Swadhyaya Purusharchanam. Ahimsa Satyam Asteyam. Tapashaucham. Swadhyaya Purusharchanam. Ahimsa satyam atishtyam Ahimsa satyam asteyam Yavad artha parigraha Sadhyaya purusatanam Matajis Ahimsa satyam asteyam Yavad artha parigraha Amachayam tapasacham Adhira purusachanam Teyam Janata parigraha Amachayam tapasacham Vivatanam Ahimsa satyam asteyam Yavaratta parigraha Namacharyam tapasacham Sadhyaya purusachanam Ahimsa satyam asteyam Yavaratta parigraha Vicharyam tapasacham Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. One should practice nonviolence and truthfulness. Should avoid thieving and be satisfied with possessing as much as he needs for his maintenance. This is such important information. Jai Shishi Radha Shamasundar, Shishi Krishna Balaram, Shri Gaura Nitai, Shri Prabhupada. Such important information. Sometimes the simplest truth gets confused with what seems to be more important. So we have to try to understand the essence of what we're trying to do as devotees. One should practice nonviolence and truthfulness. Should avoid thieving and be satisfied with possessing as much as he needs for his maintenance. In the 26 qualities of a devotee in nectar, 26 qualities of a devotee in nectar devotion, one of the qualities is that a devotee owns nothing. A devotee does not own anything. And he only works for the benefit of human society. That's our mission. This is what we're supposed to be doing. I know so many other things creep into our consciousness, so many needs and so many things, but in the essence, we have to understand the essence of what we're trying to be. We're trying to be the servants of human society. Why? Because we have the highest truth. Once you have the highest truth, then you understand the nature of this material world and you understand what our particular goal is to get back to Krishna. Once you understand that and firmly believe that, then our goal, our only duty is to go out and help the rest of human society become enlightened. But so many other things creep in. Anyway, we'll continue on and start quite yet. He should abstain from sex life, perform austerity, be clean, study the Vedas, and worship the Supreme Form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That was just a translation, by the way. Purport. The word Purusharchanam in this verse means worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, especially the form of Sri Lord Krishna. In Bhagavad Gita, it is confirmed by Arjuna that Krishna is the original Purusha, or Personality of Godhead. Purusham Shashvatam. Therefore, in yoga practice, one not only must concentrate his mind on the person of Krishna, but must also worship the form of the deity of Krishna daily. And that we are doing. So, very nicely, by the way. All much gratitude to the pujaris. A brahmachari practices celibacy, controlling his sex life. One cannot enjoy unrestricted sex life and practice yoga. This is rascaldom. So-called yogis advertise that one can go on enjoying as he likes and simultaneously become a yogi, but this is totally unauthorized. It is very clearly explained here that one must observe celibacy. Brahmacharyam means that one leads his life simply in relationship with Brahman or in full Krishna consciousness. Those who are too addicted to sex life cannot observe the regulations which will lead them to Krishna consciousness. Sex life should be restricted to persons who are married. A person whose sex life is restricted in marriage is also called brahmachari. The word asteyam is also very important for a yogi. By the way, we're yogis. Even though we have so much fun in Krishna consciousness and dancing and chanting and associating, we're actually yogis, and so we're supposed to be following these rules and regulations. The word asteyam is also very important for a yogi. Asteyam means to refrain from theft. To refrain from theft. According to spiritual communism, one cannot possess more than he needs for his personal maintenance. Has anybody here exceeded that? I know I have, Hare Krishna. But Krishna is so very kind that I'm getting to that point. Living in Vrindavan, somehow or other, things get shaved off very quickly. And you begin to realize all of your faults and you have to rectify them immediately. Real quick here. That is the law of nature. Anyone who accumulates more money and more possessions than he needs is called a thief. And one who simply accumulates wealth without spending for sacrifice or for worship of the personality of Godhead is a great thief. Swadhyaya means reading the authorized Vedic scriptures. Even if one is not Krishna conscious and is practicing the yoga system, he must read standard Vedic literatures in order to understand what he's doing. Performance of yoga alone is not sufficient. Narottam Das Thakur, a great devotee and acharya in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, says that all spiritual activities should be understood from three sources, namely the saintly persons, the standard scriptures, and the spiritual master. In our song we sing every day, Shri Guru Charana Padma, we sing only four verses, but there's 10 verses, actually. Prabhupada only gave us four verses. But in the 10th verse, Narottam Das Thakur says, I'm begging to please let my let the scriptures, the sadhus, and my spiritual master become one in my heart, one with my heart. And then I shall be floating in an ocean of ecstasy. The ocean of ecstasy is there when we understand what Krishna consciousness really is and what we have to do to attain it. So we have to abide by the rules of the scriptures, we have to listen carefully to the previous sadhus, and we have to obey our spiritual master and engage in devotional service. Once these three items, once these three persons are amalgamated in the heart, one is fixed completely in Krishna consciousness. And one sees Krishna everywhere. And one is floating in an ocean of ecstasy. So, these three guides are very important for the progress of spiritual life. The spiritual master prescribes standard literature for the prosecution of the yoga of devotional service. And he himself speaks only from scriptural reference. Therefore, reading standard scriptures is necessary for executing yoga. Practicing yoga without reading the standard scriptures is simply a waste of time. There's an awful lot of information here. Srila Prabhupada ki. We chanted the samsara prayers earlier. The samsara prayers, the prayers to the spiritual master, are supposed to be recited three times a day. And due to whatever reason, we don't seem to do that. And in order to chant samsara prayers, you have to go to the 4 o'clock Mangalartik in Prabhupada's Samadhi. So, but these prayers, you can feel the power of the spiritual master's presence when we're chanting those prayers. It's very, very powerful. So, and we should do that more often. 3 times a day, ideally. So, a lot of this, there's some significant discussion here about the restriction of sex life within the process of yoga. We are aspiring to become Krishna conscious. We are aspiring to follow rules and regulations of yoga practice and bhakti yoga. Bhakti means love. It's the yoga of focusing our love completely on Krishna. So if we can do that completely and purely without becoming entangled in this material world, that is, if one can remain in a brahmachari state of mind, as Prabhupada says, even if you're in grihastha ashram, if you remain in a brahmachari state of mind, that is not necessarily that you are rude to your wife or your or anyone else around you, but you understand and you're fixed in your ideal life in Krishna consciousness. And you prosecute this process of bhakti yoga together for the same purpose of both becoming Krishna conscious in the grihastha ashram. It's also understood that bhakti yoga, bhakti can grow in a situation which is peaceful and loving. And bhakti cannot grow in a situation which is agitated, angry, and in a negative mood. So, even in the grihastha, in the grihastha stage of life, which is given to us by the grace of Srimati Radharani and Krishna, for the purpose of gradually understanding that you are allowed to have an intimate relationship with someone in this material world, even if it's the wrong person. You understand what I'm saying? In other words, grihastha ashram ultimately meant to become Krishna conscious, to have that pure relationship with Krishna. That's the ultimate realization from every ashram, is to come to that point of understanding that Krishna is our real intimate association that we should be striving for. So, but the allowance is there to have an intimate relationship with the wrong person and gradually understand how to get to the right person. Ever understand what I'm saying? So, yes, we are not eternal lovers or eternal associates in this material world. This is not our actual position. Our actual position is that we are foolish for coming to the material world, but we are given so many nice ways, and Krishna is so patient with us as we progress down, or we stumble down our path of bhakti yoga to try and get to His lotus feet and love only Him again. And this is the point, is you have to understand that our real and pure nature is to love Krishna only. Only. The maidservants of Krishna, the gopis, their entire life is only centered around how to give Krishna pleasure. That's it. Period. Finished. And each one of them, millions and millions and millions of gopis, they all consider in their hearts that Krishna is their husband. Isn't it? And that they will do anything for Krishna's pleasure. And they understand, of course, that His favorite is Srimati Radharani. And that they have tears in their eyes just seeing Radharani with Krishna. Their love is so complete and so pure that they have tears in their eyes just seeing Radha and Krishna together. And yet they themselves also feel completely attached to Krishna in that loving, intimate way. It's an extraordinary adventure that we're on, Prabhus, Hare Krishna. Extraordinary adventure. Because we're coming out of the deep, dark, dense ignorance of the material world, covered by millions of births of animals and trees and plants, and finally reaching the human form where light bulbs are supposed to start going on. Isn't it? We're supposed to have some light bulbs going on. And how do we get the light bulbs to come on? What is the process? Chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, intensely, with great desire to get back to Krishna. And the more you chant, and you coat all of your act, this is what Lord Chaitanya's wonderful, incredible gift. He is teaching us how to bring all this knowledge that we have, that Prabhupada is giving us, to life. That's why he says the chanting is the life of all transcendental knowledge, isn't it? Without chanting, if we just stood in front of the deities and just swayed back and forth, and there was no kirtan, we would never understand how this is Krishna. We would never understand. But we have wonderful kirtans, thanks to Ayendra Prabhu, and many other devotees also, of course, that we can have this life come into our consciousness, and our understanding light bulbs is going off inside of us to understand that we are standing in front of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His consort, Srimati Radharani. And we can begin to perceive them because the life has been infused in us through the chanting of Harinam. It's an amazing, amazing process. So the more you chant, the more alive you become. The less you chant, the more dead you stay. The more covered we are by the modes of material nature. Right? You know, you wake up in the morning, and you go, ah, oh, can't, I just want to sleep this morning. I don't want to get up. It's too cold. It's cold, and I don't want to get up, and I just want to stay in the modes. I want to be like a bear and hibernate. But then somehow we drag ourselves up and we shake off some of those thick coverings, and then we take a shower and clean, and somehow that we start to feel a little better. And then a little better and a little better as we wake up out of the modes. And then more and more we become awake and awake and awake as we and we run to the temple and we go see Krishna and we chant Hare Krishna and we become awake. That was an amazing thing about a dog, you know. A dog has the capacity for being completely asleep, and then if you wake him up, he could jump up and he's completely awake. That's not how we get up. We get up differently. Covered up, so covered up by the modes of material nature. So we have to struggle every day. You have to struggle every day to try to reach our natural Krishna consciousness. And so, there is no restriction on how awake you can become, is there? No one's saying you must only chant 5 rounds, and then that's as awake as you can get. That's as aware of Krishna as you can become. So, as a matter of fact, it's recommended that chant 16 rounds of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is the minimum requirement. That's what we promise to chant. And then we can always chant more than that and even become more and more awake, more and more alive, perceive Krishna even more and more vividly, and begin to understand that this is truly an amazing adventure that we're on, Hare Krishna. So, if you want to make an experiment, there's sometimes our minds go, I wonder if Krishna is really real. I wonder if Krishna is really there. And yet we have so much historical reference and so much historical evidence of the great acharyas, and they all say the same exact thing. Their realizations are always the same core realizations. And they are pulling us all in the same direction. And if we follow their instructions, and if we chant Hare Krishna very enthusiastically, we will also experience the same exact thing. Pure Krishna consciousness. So, how do we know that Krishna is there? Prabhupada asked that question one time. That's a kind of a funny story that Guru Das tells in his book. And I've told it a few times, but it's always worthwhile. But Prabhupada says, so how do we know that Krishna is God? And Guru Das thought he knew the answer, so he said, because Krishna says so in Bhagavad Gita. And of course, we just, a few days ago, was Bhagavad Gita Jayanti, speaking of the Bhagavad Gita. And I had the opportunity to sit with some nice devotees, wonderful souls, and read the entire Bhagavad Gita in English. And it was just an extraordinary transformation from the beginning to the end. 3 hours, and we were all like giggling and laughing and smiling. And what happened to us during that course of reading the Bhagavad Gita? We realized that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Of course, he also exhibited some kind of fearsome aspects in that particular chapter where Arjuna was saying, so, I'd like to see something. So Krishna says, okay, you can see it all right now. In this moment, you can see the whole thing. And Krishna showed him the entire universal form, which was very frightening. So, and then all the demigods, everyone's frightened. Anyway, the Bhagavad Gita, chanting Bhagavad Gita to understand how Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then, back to my story. So Prabhupada asked, so how do we know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? And Guru Das says, because Krishna says so in Bhagavad Gita. And Prabhupada says, no. So Guru Das was stunned, he said. And Prabhupada says, because we feel him when we're chanting Hare Krishna. We feel Krishna when we're chanting Hare Krishna. So there was another episode where Guru Das was with Prabhupada sometime later, and Prabhupada asked the same question. And Guru Das was thinking, ah, I know this one. I know this one. So Prabhupada said, how do we know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? And Guru Das says, because we feel Krishna when we're chanting. And Prabhupada says, no, because Krishna says so in Bhagavad Gita. So Prabhupada was playing with his disciples and having a humorous exchange, but also, of course, a very important exchange. That these are two ways that we understand how Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then by coating your entire life with Harinam, that is when you chant, the more you chant, the more Krishna conscious you become. Is it not? Isn't that why we love to chant with Iyengar? Because he chants so intensely and so focused, and we want to chant like that. We want to focus our attention like that on the holy name and experience the holy name like he is chanting, like he is giving us that opportunity, isn't it? So if you take that opportunity to chant very intensely and very concentratedly, you'll find you become more and more awake. We become more and more awake. So, if you want to chant 16 rounds only, that's okay. If you want to chant more, 32, that's better. 64, who can do it? Who can do it? It takes quite a long time. But if you take the time to do it once in a while, you'll just, after 64 rounds, you can't stop chanting Hare Krishna. You become so awake and so full of Krishna consciousness. Krishna is so close at 64 rounds or more that you can't stop chanting Hare Krishna. Your tongue is just going on and on and on and on chanting Hare Krishna. What's that story about Lord Chaitanya? He couldn't stop chanting Hare Krishna, so he grabbed his tongue. Anyone know that story? He grabbed his tongue so his tongue would stop. Oh, because he was in the wrong room. and he didn't want to chant. He didn't want to take the holy names into the bathroom. So he would hold his tongue, so he wouldn't cause an offense to the holy name when he was in the bathroom. Of course, there's more to that story, but he was convinced later that actually it's okay to chant Hare Krishna anywhere. So that's the point. When you chant, the more you chant, the more you want to chant. The less you chant, the less you want to chant. If you don't chant at all, you won't feel like chanting at all. So we want to chant in this prison as much as possible. We're in this gigantic prison house, and then we're each within our own prison houses. We have individual prisons. And then we're trapped in there with our minds. And that's why we have this mantra, the Hare Krishna mantra. Man means mind and tra means deliver. Get away, get out of your mind. Free from the mind. Free yourself from the mind. So this is our prison. This is our problem. We're put into a prison house and we're all like cellmates. Not soulmates, by the way. That's cellmates. Everyone's looking for their soulmate in the material world, isn't it? And if you go to America and on the TV, they actually advertise, "We can find your soulmate." You know that? We'll find your soulmate. Just give us a call, write us, email us, and for $2,000 or $3,000, we can find your soulmate. They have a formula for finding your soulmate, matching up your qualities with another person, and la-da-da-da-da. And you pay lots of money, and they become rich, and you become poor and more unhappy. And you never find your soulmate. Because our real soulmate is Krishna. He's our real soulmate. And after searching and searching and searching for that perfect mate in the material world, we finally come to that conclusion as devotees that Krishna is our only soulmate. He is the one we're really looking for. So, only disappointment. But it's amazing that everyone gets to exploit that principle. Everyone's trying to find love in the material world, and it's just not there. But yet, there'll be so many cheaters who will present themselves as those who can find that love for you. And then, of course, there are some gifts by Krishna, some benedictions where you can find someone that you can live with and be happy with and prosecute your Krishna consciousness with, and your bhakti can grow and you can make progress towards Krishna's lotus feet. It's stated that Radhanath Maharaj gives a lecture about how bhakti cannot grow in an unhappy marriage. You know that? That bhakti cannot grow in an unhappy marriage. So that means you're not making spiritual progress if you're in a situation where there's so much fighting, there's bickering, there's no harmony. So there has to be a certain amount of peacefulness, a certain amount of harmony where the husband and wife live together peacefully. And therefore you can progress in spiritual life. This is Krishna's amazing gift that he's given us all these little steps to take. All these little steps. And then after having a reasonably nice relationship in Krishna consciousness with the opposite sex, the wrong person, but still, you can find that there is a way to have a reasonable relationship. You raise your children in Krishna consciousness and you progress. And then you enter into vanaprastha where there's no more the intimate relationship between husband and wife. And there is a stage where, that's the stage where you realize that this has been quite good. Krishna has been very kind to me to give me this amount of realization, this amount of peacefulness in my life. Now let me find out what is real relationship. That's vanaprastha. Let me find out what is the real relationship with you, Krishna. Because this can only go so far, and obviously one person is going to die before the other. And that ends in a miserable situation, isn't it? No matter how nice it is, or how miserable it is, it all ends in the same way. It all ends one person dying before the other one. And then there's the, you know, all the grieving. And it's a horrible place in the material world. It's just a terrible, terrible situation here.
But we have to really understand with our intelligence what we have to do to get out of this place, to get out of this prison. We're like in solitary confinement, aren't we? Even we're all together, but we're actually in solitary confinement because we're confined within our own minds and our own hearts and our own material desires, everything that keeps us from understanding and getting to Krishna. Now, even though we're all like in a group in the prison and we can talk to each other and everything, we're actually in solitary confinement because we have to deal with all the things that are inside of us individually. It's like a friend of mine says, he had an uncle that told him a little statement, it says. talking, it was a little philosophical statement, but it was just like one of those country things. In America, we have country people, and they have certain little things they say which are kind of funny sometimes. So he said, well, wherever you go, there you are. In other words, wherever you go, there you are. however you try to change your physical situation, well, you're still there. You're still you, and you're still trapped in your same mind and your same situation, your same desires, your same limitations. Everything's still the same. So you can travel the earth, you can do whatever you want to do, but wherever you go, there you are. So a little country humor there. But so we want to get back to Krishna, our original lover, to find out that to bring up that point from last time I spoke, we're not this body, fortunately. Then what body are we? So the body that we are is a spiritual body. And it's a spiritual body full of knowledge, bliss in eternity, no changing bodies. You can take that spiritual form and regain that spiritual form, I should say, because we have originally spiritual form, which is simply covered and waiting to be uncovered. And that form is the one that Krishna wants us to interact with Him with, in that spiritual form of pure love and pure service to Krishna, pure servitude. Pure servitude, no selfish desires, all finished, all gone, no more selfishness. So that's what we're trying to achieve here, is become free from our selfish desires, free from all the anarthas, be good devotees, treat each other lovingly, in a humble state of mind, chant Hare Krishna constantly, and always encourage each other in Krishna consciousness. You see your God brother or God sister doing something nice in Krishna consciousness, say something nice to encourage them. And you can feel that encourages you. And it creates such a wonderful, loving atmosphere. So even though we're in this horrible prison house, and even though we have so many limitations and so many difficulties, still we have Prabhupada. We have Krishna pushing us on, giving us all these little systems to be able to take all these little steps towards Him. So let's take advantage of that and always chant Hare Krishna and pray to Krishna. It's a wonderful form that's so kindly He's manifested Himself here in such a wonderful way. And devotees here have given Krishna so much nice, wonderful service. And you can perceive the bhakti. You can perceive Krishna reciprocating. All you have to do is just want it. So all you have to do is want it. There's a garland of Nam Prem waiting for everyone. Every single soul, there's a garland of Nam Prem waiting for them. And all you have to do is accept it. There's no qualifications. Lord Chaitanya has made no qualifications. Just here's your garland. Krishna Prem is waiting for you. Here's your garland. I know you've been suffering in this horrible prison house for so long, but here's your garland. Just accept it. Chant Hare Krishna, be happy, and get back to your original condition of pure Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So any questions or comments? Anuradha. Microphone coming. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. What would you advise to those married couple who have no peace in their life?
What happens to?
What advice would you give to them who have no peace in their marriage life?
Oh, there's no peace anyway. There's no real peace in the material world. You can only you just try to work together, cooperate together, prosecute Krishna consciousness together, behave, don't become a thief, right? Don't become a hypocrite, right? Just try to be an honest person. Prabhupada speaking very blatantly here. He wants devotees to be truthful, honest. We're honest with each other, honest with our spouses, true, chaste, all those things. And progress will be made. Progress will be made. Sometimes there are certain circumstances where we try to change our circumstances by trying to find a better circumstance. We try to change our matrimonial positions by trying to find someone else who is more compatible. Only to find out that it really wasn't that much better after all. And when you get to the final end of the story, no matter how good it is, or how good it was, it still has to end in a miserable situation. It's not our real life. No matter how good we try to make this life, it's still not our real life. We have to come to the point of understanding that our real life is with Krishna only. Only. Completely and only. Shyamasundar is waiting for you to just give himself to you. That's all you have to do. Don't hold back. He's waiting. He's smiling. He has a nice, beautiful smile, beautiful eyes, and such an attractive stance. That threefold bending form is just so much. How can you? Is there not another way to stand that's more attractive than that? I've been trying to think. Is there any more attractive way to stand than the way Krishna stands? It's absolutely fascinating. It's captivating, hypnotic. The threefold bending form is just, I'm right here, just come. Come to me. I want you. Shyamasundara wants every single soul to come to him and have intimate loving relationship with him. In that way, he's a little greedy. He's a little bit selfish. But he's created us in such a way that we can be obstinate. And sometimes I think even in our pure state, we can still be obstinate to Krishna. And we have a relationship where, we have some sort of argument with Krishna. That's okay. But when we become obstinate to the point where we want to be Krishna, we're envious of Krishna, then we get this situation, which is, is designed to reform us back to our original state of mind, original Krishna consciousness. And when we do finally leave this body, which we will all leave this body, everyone understand that, we're going to leave this body. Bye-bye, everyone. So many thousands and millions of bodies have been left behind already. So many millions and millions of bodies are still coming into the material world. And we are also going to leave this body. So at that stage when we leave our body, we want to enter into that realm of pure Krishna conscious, loving exchange with Krishna. But if you perceive that you can, if you are fortunate enough to be able to perceive what you can have in this life, in this body, by approaching Krishna in the right way, following these rules and becoming a good devotee, never finding fault with other devotees, so many little things to do that can enhance and become you can have a very, very profound and direct experience of Krishna consciousness even within this body. You can become purely Krishna conscious even within this body. So at the end of the stage, you're just waiting to get rid of the body. It's in the way. It's simply in the way. Becoming to enter into that pure spiritual form which is waiting for you. Every single soul in the material world has a spiritual form waiting for them. A maidservant of Krishna. Simply wanted to give everything to Krishna. This should be our only desire. So in this life, if you can see what's possible, then you have to go after it. You have to find the greed in yourself. You have to find the greed. You have to find a desire. You have to be aggressive to want Krishna. Don't let it go by. If you perceive, yes, I can see, I can have this Krishna consciousness, then by all means, you have to go after it. You have to go after it. I don't know where we'd go from that question. Hare Krishna. But main thing is there's no happiness in the material world no matter how hard we try. We're not these material bodies. And there is a spiritual body waiting for us at the end. So let's try to become purified. Treat each other wonderfully as devotees. And try to love Radha and Shyam. And go back to their loving service. Srila Prabhupada ki. Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Radhe Shyam ki.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.